What's up? Yo, welcome to True North Church. I have no idea why I just did what's up or said yo, but welcome to True North Church. My name is Justin. I'm the pastor here, and I cannot tell you how excited I am to be celebrating our great God with you today. If you're joining us for the first time, let me say just a special welcome to you. We love getting to meet new people around here. And number one most important thing that we want you to know, kind of as you spend some time with us today, is this. We love Jesus. We love Jesus because Jesus has changed our lives, and we just want as many people in this world to know who he is and how he can change theirs as possible. And so we'd love to know if you were joining us. You can fill out one of our digital connection cards. Just let us know how you heard about us. Maybe let us know how we can be praying for you, coming alongside of you. If you call True North Church your home, love you guys. Just thrilled that you are a part of the family here, the community here. Each and every week, it is amazing to me to just watch how this family and community continues to grow and connect with one another and connect with God. And so I just want to encourage you that you encourage me. Thank you guys for all that you are doing for the kingdom. So many of you are volunteering your time, serving and working behind the scenes and working with our kids ministry and our multimedia to make these online church services happen and so many other things. So many of you are giving financially to support our ministry, which just, I mean, through this time of COVID over the last 6 months, I mean, I've been blown away by the support that you guys have provided. And most of all, I'm just thankful because you guys are helping us get the message of Jesus out to more and more and more people. And more people are going to have their lives changed and impacted. I believe this because of what God is doing through you. So keep doing what you're doing. Keep making a difference. Keep making an impact. Part of our mission statement is we want to develop people into world changers. And I believe that's happening around here on a daily basis. But today, you know, we are here to worship. We're here to celebrate our amazing God, and we're going to dive right in here today because I am so excited. We're kicking off a brand new series this week that I really believe is going to help some people. It's going to encourage some people today, and whenever we open God's Word, honestly, like, I cannot contain myself. I'm just so excited to share what God has laid on my heart with you today. You know, we're living in a crazy world right now, aren't we? Like, it's crazy times right now. It's cray cray, and I don't know about you, but between, you know, global pandemic and just kind of the stress and anxiety that has placed on my life, both personally and professionally, you know, between that and just racial tension that's going on in our country, like we haven't seen for a long time, and, you know, a presidential election that's kind of almost tearing our country apart. It feels like there's disunity going on right now. And then, you know, couple that with just all of the personal issues that each of us deal with on a regular basis, whether it's, you know, health stuff or things that are going on with our kids or, you know, financial, you know, issues, job loss. I mean, just, you could just go on and on. There are situations and circumstances in each one of our lives. Maybe not right now at this exact moment, but in your past or somewhere in your future, you've had those moments, or you will have those moments where, man, life just, it rocks you and it hits you hard. And I think for a lot of people, you know, myself included sometimes, it leaves you feeling like, okay, God, like, what are you up to here? What is going on? Why are you allowing all of this to happen in my life? And when is it going to end? Like, I'm so tired of dealing with this circumstance or this situation that I've had to deal with. Are you in this at all? And why are you allowing any of this stuff to happen in my life? And I know for me, like, sometimes I start asking, like, the question, like, how much longer can I hold out? Like, I want to have hope, you know? I really do, and I'm trying. I'm fighting the good fight here. But I feel hopeless right now. I want it to get better, but it just doesn't seem like it's going to. You know, and for maybe for you, it's, you know, you tried and tried and tried to get that job, you know, but you're still sitting here unemployed, you know, or maybe for you, it's just, you know, your kid is just behaving so poorly and struggling and there's issues there and they just won't go away. And you've prayed and prayed and prayed about it, but they're still acting the same exact way. Or maybe, you know, you got a friend who's dealing with a health issue, or it's you who's dealing with some kind of health issue, mental or physical, and you've prayed and prayed and prayed about it, but nothing has changed. In fact, it almost feels like it's gotten worse. You know, I don't know. I don't know what it is that you might be dealing with. I don't know what it is that you might be struggling with right now that's got you feeling maybe just a little bit hopeless. But here's what I want to say today. And this is where we're going kind of with this series, is that I do believe there is hope. No matter what circumstance or trial or frustration or whatever is going on in our world, like there is hope. And today what I want to do as we begin a new series that we're calling Keep Hope Alive is I just want to encourage you in this series. I want to encourage you that there is hope, and that no matter what you're going through, not to lose hope, because hope is such a powerful thing, isn't it? I mean, hope has the power to help us get through situations that are just awful. Like, I don't know how else to put it. Like, sometimes life is just really hard, and there are so many challenges that we face. And hope is the thing that keeps you moving forward, that keeps you pressing on when it doesn't feel like you can, or it doesn't feel like you even want to. It's a powerful thing. There was I read in a history book somewhere one time, I can't remember, maybe it was back in high school or something, but in the early 1940s, when World War II was going on, the Nazis had built all of these concentration camps, right? And inside these concentration camps, you had all these prisoners, and they were tortured and beaten and starved and experimented on, and the Nazis just treated them so poorly. And I read just this one account of, it was late, like 1944, the fall of 1944, and the Allied forces were really making headway, and the prisoners started hearing this, like, hey, we're going to get rescued here. It's only a matter of time. And some of them actually started to believe, like, maybe before Christmas or before Hanukkah, we might actually even be able to be rescued from this camp. Sadly, in the spring of 1945, the Allied forces didn't make it. They didn't come till the middle of 1945, till June 1945, right? And sadly, what happened was is that many of those prisoners died in the spring of 1945. In fact, the history books say that the death rate like skyrocketed in the spring of 1945 in this one particular concentration camp. And the reason wasn't because they got more sick, or there was more disease, or they were tortured more. The reason was that they believed in their hearts, they had hoped that they were going to get out of that camp before Christmas. And it didn't happen. And when it didn't happen, they lost all hope. And when you lose all hope, it literally killed them. And that's what hope does. Hope has the power to get us through the most difficult, dire circumstances. And without it, it leaves us feeling like, what's the point of even going on? And so maybe that's you today. Maybe you're at a place in your life right now where you're feeling like that. Like you're feeling like, I don't want to deal with this anymore. Maybe it's even as dire as you feeling like, I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to go on in this life anymore. I don't have hope. And so in this series, here's what I want to do. I just want to talk about how to discover hope. And not just any kind of hope, but I'm talking about like an unshakable hope. I want to talk about how to find it. I want to talk about how to keep it. Because right now, more than ever, I think we need some hope. We do. This country needs some hope, this world needs some hope, and I think individually, all of us, even if it's not right now in this very moment, there's going to come a time in your life when you're going to need hope. And my hope and prayer in this series is to point you in the direction of something, of someone who actually can give you real hope. You see, there's a big difference between the definition of the world's hope and God's definition of hope. You see, the world's hope kind of goes like this. You know, I don't know what's going to happen, but I sure hope that this is what happens, right? It's kind of like a wishful thinking, but there's not a whole lot of confidence in it. But God's hope, the hope that God offers, is a confident expectation in the future, which is very different from the, well, I kind of hope this happens kind of hope. No, it's a belief. It's an I know that I know that I know this is going to happen because I trust in the promises of God. I believe it. I know it. I hope in it. And I know that this is what's going to happen. That's the kind of hope that I want for you. And that's the kind of hope that I want for myself. It's an unshakable, unshakable hope. And so that's what I want to talk about today. Just for a couple of minutes, spend a few minutes here talking about hope and hopefully encourage some of you with a little bit of just something tangible that you can latch onto today and maybe in the midst of whatever circumstance you're going through today, provide you with a little bit of hope. And so as we begin, here's what I want to kind of unpack. If we want unshakable hope, we have to put our hope in something unshakable. If we want unshakable hope, we have to put our hope in something unshakable. You see, I think one of the biggest reasons that people lose hope is because we put our hope in things that are not secure, in things that can be shaken, right? We put our hope in things like money or relationships or our kids or our bodies or our careers, right? And then when we lose those things, like if that's what our hope is in and those things kind of shake and crumble, then we lose hope, right? And so the only way to really have hope in this life is to put our hope in something that cannot be shaken, in something that is totally secure. And at the end of the day, this is really what Christianity is all about. This is what following Jesus is all about. And so we're going to be diving into the book of 1 Peter today. We're going to be starting in chapter 1 and verse 3. If you have a Bible, I encourage you, open up with us. We encourage everyone who is a part of the True North family to be opening their Bible on a daily basis. We believe that more than anything is going to change your life more than this message or any other message you're ever going to hear. And so if you don't have a Bible, let us know. We'd love to get one in your hands. But we're going to be in 1 Peter again, chapter 1, verse 3. But before we kind of dive into that, I want to give you a little bit of historical context and background here, because it's so important to understanding why Peter writes what he writes in this moment. You see, Peter was one of Jesus' disciples. He was the leader of the early church. And Peter writes this letter to that early church, the church that's kind of spread out all over the ancient world. And he writes this letter to encourage them to keep hope alive in the midst of what is unbelievable, extreme persecution. You see, in about 64 AD, there was this huge fire in the city of Rome. It pretty much destroyed the entire city. And the emperor at that time was this guy by the name of Nero. And Nero was just like the most wicked, evil, narcissistic emperor that you can imagine. And so when this fire destroyed Rome, he had to figure out a way to pin this on somebody, like to find a scapegoat, because he certainly wasn't going to take it upon himself. He wasn't going to blame himself. And so what he did was he decided to blame it on this upstart little community, this religion called Christianity, these Jesus followers. And so he pinned the fire on those early Christians and on the early church. And what he did was he began to go around and kill anybody who claimed to be a Jesus follower. And so I don't know, just put yourself in their shoes, in their sandals, so to speak, right? Can you imagine being killed just for simply saying that you believe in Jesus Christ? That is the climate, the world that they were living in. I'm not trying to downplay what we're going through now, right now in America, but I mean, you want to talk about just an unbelievable situation to try to be living through. It's one of the reasons, to be honest, and maybe you've never thought about this before, it's one of the reasons that I so believe that Jesus is who he said he was, because these early believers, the faith that they had to press on, to continue to to champion that movement. I mean, you'd think that Christianity would have been dead after that, because so many Christians were killed during the time of Nero, and yet they continued to press on and speak the name of Jesus and get that message out there, and it continued to grow. You know, to me, that can only be by the work of the Holy Spirit and by the work of God. And so I believe, because those early Christians continued to champion that movement, because Jesus was real, that he wasn't just a figment of their imagination, that he really did rise from the dead, and he really was God. And so we're gonna dive in here to 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. And Peter opens with this statement, this encouraging statement to try to bring hope to these persecuted early believers. And I believe what he had to share with them can be just as powerful today in whatever circumstance and trial that we are going through, to help us keep hope as well. So this is what he says. He says, "Praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." And so Peter, he begins by saying, in other words, thank you, Father. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your faithfulness. You deserve all honor and glory and praise. You are worthy of my praise. And why? Why are you worthy of our praise, Father? He goes on, he says, because in his great mercy, he gave us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Every single one of us deserves death because of our sin. And yet there is our God, our Heavenly Father, who comes along and says, you know what? I'm going to show mercy to you. I do not condemn you. Instead of you having to pay the penalty for your sin, I'm going to put my son Jesus on the cross for your sin, and he is going to pay that penalty for you. And when he does that, you are going to receive something priceless. Not only are you going to receive salvation, you're going to receive saving grace that is going to allow you to live in eternity in heaven with me forever, for all time. But you are going to receive a hope that cannot die. He says a living hope. And then he goes on to say this, and you're going to receive an inheritance. He says, into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. In other words, Peter is saying, guys, listen, I know that right now you got to feel so hopeless. You are being persecuted like no one has ever been persecuted before. Some of you are even losing your lives. There's the threat of that every single day. And you're probably thinking to yourself, God, where are you? Like, we've put our trust and our faith in Jesus, and you've left us hang out to dry. How much longer do we have to go through this? How much longer are we going to be persecuted? Make it stop. Make it end. And Peter, he comes along and he says, listen, I need you to remember something in the midst of that, in the midst of your trial, in the midst of your hurt, in the midst of the circumstance that you are going through, you must remember this, that your hope is not in the things of this world. It is not in this world at all. Your hope is in something so much bigger and grander and better. Your hope is in Jesus Christ and the future, the promise that he has made for your future, this inheritance that he has promised you. And he's basically saying, you can focus on what's right in front of you right now. You can focus on the persecution. You can focus on your circumstance, or you can focus on Jesus and his promise. And you can focus on the inheritance that he has promised to give you, which is this new life in him for all time, that one day, even though it seems so dire right now, that one day he is going to make it all end. This is the promise of Jesus. This is the living hope that comes through his resurrection. Now that phrase, living hope, it simply means this. It is a hope that can never die. Because Jesus was resurrected and lives forever and cannot die, he has given us a hope that cannot die. Think about just how amazing that is, that no matter what you're going through, you can always have hope. That even when all hope feels lost, it is not dead. It is alive because Christ is alive, because of what he did for us on the cross, hope lives on. And we get to experience this inheritance, this heaven that he promises us, the salvation that he promises us. It means that no matter what happens to me in this life, nothing can take away what God has promised us. And that should bring hope to our lives. And I know that it's hard. I don't want to diminish what you're going through right now, because I know that some of you are going through what feels like hell on earth. And life can be so very difficult. And when you're going through that, when you're in the midst of that, it is so hard to have hope. But this is what Paul is trying to get us to understand. He's trying to get us to put our eyes on Christ so that we can have hope no matter what. And what he's really saying is that, listen, if you want hope in all circumstances, you need to lock yourself into the promises of God, to what he actually promises. And remember that even though it may feel like it's so far away, that it's not. That one day it will be here. And eternity is a long time. That this life is so short. But the promises of God are eternal. His promises, like, he always comes through on his promises. There is never a promise that God is going to make to us that he is not going to come through on. I love how Paul puts this in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20 about how all of the promises that he makes actually are fulfilled and come to pass through Christ. And on the flip side, the opposite of that is true, that none of the promises that God makes to us, that nothing that he promises will come to fruition without him. You need, and I need, we need Christ in order for there to be hope. This is what he says. For no matter how many promises God has made, I love this, they are yes in Christ. All of the promises that God has made to us, they are fulfilled in Christ. The promise that one day there will be no more pain or suffering, that there will be no more depression, that there will be no more death, that we can have peace and joy and hope in this life, they all come through Christ. And this is the truth. This is the truth. I need you to hear this today. And I so badly want you to hear this today. Without Christ, this is the reality, there is no hope. There isn't. And I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer here. I'm not trying to depress you. But without Christ, there is no hope. There isn't. We are doomed to death. We are doomed to an eternity. The scripture says to an eternity in hell. We are doomed to kind of wander through this life without purpose, struggling with all of the things that life throws at us. We're doomed without Christ. But this is the amazing news of the gospel. This is the amazing news of Jesus, is that with him, we have all hope. Like, without him, there's no hope, but with him, we have been given an inheritance. We've been given the promises of God. Good things are in store for us, for those who trust and put their faith in Jesus. And so today, this is the message. Jesus, he offers us something priceless. We are going to go through crap in this life. We are. There's no way around that. But Jesus offers us the priceless gift of unspeakable, unshakable hope in the midst of every single circumstance that we go through. And I don't know about you, but I need that. And I want that for you. But here's the catch. Here's the deal. If we want that kind of unshakable hope, we have to have faith in Christ. You see, there is no such thing as hope without faith. Not real hope. Yeah, there's the kind of worldly hope, I hope so kind of hope, but there's no such thing as real kind of like I know so hope without faith in Christ, because it is our faith in him, it is our trust in him, it is our belief that he is good, that he did what he said he did on the cross, and that he will come through on the promises that he has for us in our future, that gives us a true, lasting hope. Do you want that kind of hope? I mean, that's the question I have for you today. Do you want a hope that transcends all of the garbage that you go through? I love how the writer of Hebrews puts it in Hebrews chapter 11 in verse 1. He says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Hope comes from faith. Faith in what we cannot see, right? We don't know exactly what's going to happen in the future. And yet, if we have Christ, if we believe, if we have faith in Him, we know exactly what's going to come in the future. And that should give us hope. Without Christ, there is no real hope. But with Christ, there is all hope. You see, this is the difference between kind of worldly hope and the hope that Jesus offers. Real hope is not an I hope so hope. It is an I know so hope. Real hope isn't an I hope so hope. Well, I hope this happens. I don't know if it will, but I guess I'm kind of holding out hope that it will. Real hope is I know that I know that I know that Jesus is who He says He is. That I can trust in His promises, that one day He has an inheritance for me, a future for me, a glorious future for me that will be free from all of the pain and suffering and death that we experience in this life. And I believe it, I trust it, and I cling to it. Whenever I'm going through the difficulties and the trials and the struggles of this life, that is the thing that I'm going to cling to. And when we do that, that is what will give us hope to get through whatever circumstance we are dealing with. And so as we close here, here's the question I have for you. What kind of hope do you have? What kind of hope do you have? And what kind of hope do you want to have? Here's what I want. I want an I know so kind of hope. I don't want an I hope so kind of hope. I don't want a hope that might happen, could happen. I want a hope that I know that I know that I know is going to happen. I want a hope that when I'm tired and I'm worn out and I'm beaten down and life has punched me in the mouth and knocked me to the mat like a heavyweight boxer, and the referee's counting and he's almost to 10 and I'm just about down and out, I want an I know so hope. I want a kind of hope that gets me back up off the mat again and again and again, every time life punches me in the mouth. And that's the kind of hope I want for you. Today, I want you to know this. If you hear nothing else today, it's this. There is a reason to keep hope alive, and His name is Jesus. He keeps hope alive. Without Him, there is no hope. With Him, there is all hope. And I know so kind of hope. And so if you're listening and you've never put your faith in Jesus, He's offering you the greatest gift that you will ever receive. He is offering a hope, the hope of new life, the hope of a better life, the hope of eternity with Him. When all of this fades away, and it will, He's offering you an opportunity to be with Him forever. He's offering you hope. And I don't know where you're at today with Christ, with God. I don't know what kind of hang-ups you maybe have about it. I'm sure that there are many of you listening and watching, and you've had difficult circumstances happen in your life, and it's caused you to question whether or not you can believe in God, whether Jesus is real. But I can only say this. I believe because I've seen what Jesus has done in my life. I believe because those early Christians continued to press on even when they were being persecuted. I believe because of the cross. Because I know that I know that I know that Jesus did die on the cross for me. That He did not condemn me. That He loves me. He has my best interest in mind. And even though I may go through hell on earth sometimes, that He has a future awaiting for me. And that gives me hope. And if that's you today and you've never taken that step, here's where it starts. You want hope? Put your faith in Christ. You want hope that can never be taken away from you? Put your faith in Christ. What do you have to lose? What do you have to lose? Because I know what you have to gain. You have everything to gain. You have a hope to gain that will get you through any circumstance that you face in life. But if you do call yourself a Jesus follower, that's like group number one. Group two, you call yourself a Jesus follower? You've put your faith in Christ? You believe in his promises? Would you just, my prayer is this today, that no matter how bad life gets, would you cling to that? Would that be the thing you cling to? Because it's so easy. Satan wants us to like put our hope in other things, right? He wants me to put my hope in my job, in my career, in my money, in a relationship. The reality is those things can be taken away. Once we have Christ, though, once we've put our faith in him, he is the only thing that we should put our hope in. That's it. He's the only one. No matter what happens in this life, would you have an I know so kind of hope that just clings to Jesus, that locks on, locks eyes with him and focuses on him? If you want hope in whatever situation or circumstance you might be going through right now, or will be in the future, if life happens to be great right now, then you must remember the promises of God, the promises that are fulfilled through Christ on the cross for you. I want you to have an unshakable hope. Your Heavenly Father, he wants you to have an unshakable hope. But if you want an unshakable hope, you gotta put your hope in something unshakable. His name is Jesus. That's my prayer for us today, that each of us, every one of us, those of us who don't believe in Christ, that we would put our faith in him, and those who have, that we would cling to his promises for our lives. When we begin to do that, our hope will become unshakable. We're gonna sing a song here in just a moment. It's called You Keep Hope Alive. How appropriate for not only this message, but for this series. And I want to encourage you to listen to the words of this song. Let them resonate in your heart. If you're struggling right now with something, would you let the words of this song just encourage you as you look to him, as you look to your Father? And in this moment, if you've never put your faith in Christ, maybe this is the moment, finally, once and for all, that you say, okay, God, I surrender to you. If you do that today, please let us know. We would love to talk with you, get a Bible in your hand, chat with you, help you begin the journey and the process of getting to know Jesus even better. I'm going to pray and close us out here, and then we'll sing together. Father, we love you, and we praise you, and we thank you for the unshakable hope that you give us through your Son, Jesus Christ. And God, I pray that whatever our community, this family, whatever circumstances we might be facing right now, challenges we might be facing, that you would be our hope. You are the one who keeps hope alive. Without you, there is no hope, but with you, there is all hope. And so I pray that over this community today. I pray that over our world today, that you would be glorified, that you would be put on your throne in your rightful place, God, and that we would begin to receive the hope that comes from that relationship with you. We love you. It's in Jesus' perfect name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Let's sing together.